turns out it was Skeech. That's the twist.
What is his name?
Skeech, Skeech, motherfucker.
What is his fucking name?
Oh, Skeech, Skeech, motherfucker!
What? What's his name on the...
Zach?
No. His name is Screech.
Screech.
Screech. Yeah. No, we're going to go with Skeech.
I really like Skeech. Oh, Skeech Ulrich. Skeech Ulrich is that other actor that I like a lot.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, Skeech, Skeech, motherfucker!
That's hard to say. Skeech, 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 Skeech.
What? From the classroom to the hall, to the hall. Mr. Belding, get off my balls. Oh, Skeech, Skeech, motherfucker. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so this is the post show for podcast episode 83. You guys go ahead and talk. I'm just going to play with Crotch Band while you guys talk.
You fucking worthless.
I saw Machete again. I forgot how
Machete
awesome that was.
Man, I rented it and ripped it, but I haven't watched it yet. But I kind of...
I forgot how fan...
Just want to watch it all the time.
It really is pretty fantastic.
It's very entertaining.
It's...
Really, I think it's best use of intestines in a movie I've ever
seen. As a conveyance of, you know... Travel.
Mobility.
Yeah, as a mobility situation for intestines, it's definitely a plus.
That, the whole Cheech Marin thing.
Marin.
Because there were, whatever.
There were sure,
parts,
I understand.
There were parts that I missed because we watched it at the drive-in.
Yeah.
And Nick and I went to go get snacks. And he's
and you probably missed like 30 minutes.
Well, no. It's funny because you can see the screen from anywhere. And he's like, do you think the dialogue matters? I was like, no. He just broke through another window with like... with some dude's intestines. I don't think we need dialogue.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're good. Like,
was that the night where the power went out and we waited for snacks for like 30 or 45 minutes?
No. Power went out.
You don't remember that?
That happened once.
Me and Denise.
The power
were
went
there.
Out in the snack stand.
Everything but the projectors and the audio went dead.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't sell food. And the line was a mile long.
No. Then that wasn't, or at least I wasn't in line.
I love this thing.
Yeah, that was during then because I was in line when that happened.
Oh. Yeah, we were going to go tomorrow, but it looks like it's going to rain.
Yeah.
For what movie?
Scream.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to go to the drive-in to see that?
Yeah.
That's not really necessary.
Yeah, it's just whatever. It's not like we really give too much of a shit about it.
There is one really weird thing about that movie. I mean, because it was clearly made kind of cheap.
On the cheap.
But they have a whole, like, because Dewey is back. And
what? Didn't they kill him in the all of them?
No. Well, no. He gets like
was he retarded in that or just in the parody movie?
Just in the parody.
Oh, okay.
Movie.
Okay.
He's a little goofy.
I confuse that with the glory hole.
Word. Yeah. No. The but
that's right. That was also in
that
scary
was in
movie.
Scary movie. Yeah. Whenever the dick goes through his ear. Yeah.
They're the same.
Yeah.
Thing.
Pretty much. But no, every time they have an exterior shot of, like, the cop cars racing down some old country road to, like, we gotta get to the barn where the kids are having a party. They do this weird digital lens flare all over everything where it just looks like there's fucking smeared Vaseline all over everything.
Like Star Trek?
No. Not like cool flare, like, I don't know, it's just weird. What are you doing over there? Anyway. But
you know
it was weird.
You know what I did see?
Oh, Amy from Community is in it.
Who? Polar?
No. What's her name? Is Amy?
There's no Amy.
No, not Amy.
The black haired girl?
Not Britta.
The black haired girl.
The younger one.
Something else.
The nerdy one?
Yeah.
I know you're talking about. It's not Amy.
Remember.
Whatever. I'm brain farting.
Tonight's Community was amazing.
I haven't seen it, so shut the fuck up.
Well, there's no spoiler.
I'll see it when I get
funny
home.
As fuck.
Yeah, but she's in Scream, so. And Annie. She's actually, Annie, thank you. And she's a total bitch in the movie, which is weird.
Did you watch wrestling when you were growing up?
I watched it when I was high in college.
Only until I was about 11.
Okay, so...
Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man.
Yeah. So, during the whole wedding, getting ready for the wedding, like, working on the program and all the other digital files that I had to make, I just put on Netflix for noise, and then
is this the movie you told me about?
Yeah, it's really good. The one about...
Brett the Hitman Hart.
Yeah, Brett the Hitman Hart. Dude, you really should watch that. It's actually good. Like, no, you should watch it. Like,
okay.
I thought it was like, I'll put in some noise. And then I started looking over and I was like, this is pretty good. Like, I was telling Joel this. I've never seen The Wrestler, but
it's basically the real life version of The Wrestler, but it sounds like it's not quite as depressing.
No, it's not as depressing, but growing up watching all that shit, you realize, like, holy crap. Like, these guys are a bunch of it's kind of like, what was that, Some Kind of Awful, where, like, these giant grown men are, like, talking about, like, how kind of sad things are.
Can you just bust out some Limp Bizkit bass lines over there?
Yeah.
At
least some porn.
Just think about it. Okay, no. The answer is no.
I don't know any Limp Bizkit bass lines.
Limp Bizkit was good whenever they had the... What's his name?
Retract that statement.
No,
They had a really good bass player.
In context, the first Limp Bizkit album was one of the best things I'd ever listened to because nothing ever sounded like that before. And then the moment anything else sounded like that, it was
that
terrible.
That shit was awful.
It was terrible. But for just sheer shock value of, like, I've never heard music like this.
Right.
I've never.
Invented new rock
also,
or new metal. Also,
had they just removed Fred Durst and had someone singing over that music,
it would have been fine.
I'd probably still like it. They were all good musicians.
But how many bands can release an album called Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored
No
Water?
One ever should. Especially not them.
Wait, was... Because I honestly can't tell you what Limp Bizkit kind of music is. But isn't it just like hip-hop with rock?
No, it's the rap rock. Yeah, it's not... But there's no hip-hop to it. It's corn metal, like fake metal.
Right.
With like, oh yeah, motherfucking bitch, try to steal my money, that cracker bitch! I'm gonna stab her in the face, that fucking whore! And like, that's
racist.
And then... They finish that.
Just think about it.
There's a whole album of that where he's mad at this fucking whore that, you know, broke his heart. And then the next album is like, did it all for the nookie. It's just, we're famous and we have money now, and now we have no problems.
Yeah.
So, because there was Faith No More.
Oh.
So.
What is it?
Yeah, but did you listen to the whole, you didn't listen to the whole.
Never.
No.
Yeah.
I've only ever heard that one song.
You want it.
I want to play Rock Band right now.
That
Let's
dude's
go.
From Dallas.
Really?
Yeah, it's in your face.
Like you can't grab it.
Yeah, awesome.
What else did I watch? There was a Netflix thing that I saw with, you know,
Netflix?
That, you know that, that chick?
That's where we got those cards from.
Right. No, that's where I, never mind.
That chick, Zoe Netflix. Bell?
Yeah, the stunt woman.
Yeah, did you know Kill that Bill. She was the stunt woman for Xena?
No.
Like, there's a documentary about...
Is she
about,
a lesbian?
I'm pretty sure.
Cunning Stunt.
What?
Nothing.
Star? Ken Star?
Yeah.
Cunning Ken Star?
Yeah. Yes.
Tuna Fish.
Wait, OJ? What are we talking about?
There's a documentary about, like, female stunt women. Actually pretty good. And it mostly focuses on her because she's awesome. And how she got the job on Kill Bill is pretty cool. I would recommend that.
Are you going to contribute anything to this?
Oh, I'm just really enjoying this. Yeah, guys. I like listening. You're doing good.
Then I want to go play Portal 2.
What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Look, you only have to vamp for like 10 more minutes
to
get a post.
We'll come back to this again.
Sure.
I will buy you a copy of Portal.
Promise you I won't play it. I seriously have
so
to tell
much.
Myself. Listen. I have fucking priorities.
I know.
And that's just not one of them.
That doesn't mean I don't hate you.
Okay.
You can substitute a TV show for Portal.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't because I need that for my job.
Not really. Not when you're watching crap. What are you watching right now?
Breaking Bad.
You know what?
And?
We sat through an episode of The Office out there.
30 Rock.
You could
have. Oh, you watched The Office? You could have had that.
Yeah. Well, we were waiting for you.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. What up with that? Oh, right. You almost died in those fires that were, like, super serious.
What's up with that?
Was that true?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Oh.
Hoo-wee. Yeah. I'm the one from Good Burger.
Right. What?
Nothing.
This is so much fun.
You're an idiot.
Really? Because I can play the guitar?
Well, then I want to go play Portal 2.
Listen, you only have to talk.
Oh my
like
god, it is so goddamn good. It is unbelievably good.
No, I know.
It is better in every single way except for the ending song on the credits.
Do you actually play as those robots from the commercial?
You do in co-op.
So who are you in the game?
You play as Chell, the girl from the first game. Yeah.
That's funny that she's not in any of the advertising.
Neither was Gordon Freeman.
Yeah, that's true. They don't advertise the character because the whole point is that the character is supposed to be totally silent and the player is the character.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I got that.
What is this?
Oh, I just need to go.
Oh, he just gave you a key. Yeah. Did he give you a key for the game or did he give you a Valve Master key?
I don't know.
Because I've got one of those. Secrets. I feel like you're playing the sitar over there.
Kind of. It's weird because you can't, at least I can't, play a guitar like this laying flat with all of my fingers.
Uh-huh.
So it's a very different way to think of an instrument I've been playing for 20 years. Also, so I finally got this thing to work with the guitar input, the iRig.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. It is a fully fledged, real digital guitar processor, and it makes my not amazing amp sound like it's worth about $2,000. It is unreal how good this thing sounds. So there's that. And then we can do...
The fuck is with the Ren Faire music?
Yeah.
Well, that's just the acoustic guitar.
Brave Sir Robin went forth from Camelot.
Ew. Glycerine.
Yeah. Speaking of Merkin. Oh my god. We should have a Bush cover band.
Called Merkin?
Called Merkin.
Called Merkin. Ass Merkin.
I'd be down for that. It would not be hard to play any of that shit.
Well, I know all of them.
Yeah.
Who was I talking to about Bush? I think it was a buddy of mine.
Your wife?
I think it was my friend Mike I was talking to about Bush, where it's like, do you realize that there are no Bush cover bands? Because as much as they dominated... Like post-grunge modern rock in the 90s, it had almost no staying power. Their music, like, whereas there's other bands like Soundgarden.
Mouth.
Yeah. I like Soundgarden more today than I did when they came out. But Bush, it was almost as if there was pop.
It's weird because I don't, Bush comes up every once in a while on my Pandora feed and I'm like, oh yeah.
Skip.
No, because like, Chemicals Between Us was on, and I was like, oh, it's that one album that I never listened to.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't remember any Bush.
Oh, I bet this really fucks up when you have the developer swiping turned on, don't you?
That sound is so real. I don't understand how it sounds that right. Two notes out of tune coming into tune. God, that's amazing. It's just such good technology.
It's magic. Hey, have you done any of the Lion preview stuff?
No.
I have on my laptop and on my iMac at home. Right now I'm running Lion preview 2 with the last update. Most of the weird bugs in it they fixed, so it's just kind of interesting to play with. But really, would you stop?
I can't.
Yeah. You should turn orientation lock on if you're going to do that.
Give me a song to play. I'll play something. I'll see if I can figure it out.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Damn it, I was going to say that. Actually, it really was.
Wait, are you doing Possum Kingdom?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Make up your mind.
We shouldn't be making fun of the wildfire.
Decide to walk with me.
And the Possum Kingdom.
Oh, you skipped something.
No, seriously, do you know that's what the place
is? Yeah,
I know.
Around the lake tonight.
Let's see.
That was the first real track that used a master track in Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. On the Xbox version of Guitar Hero 2. Trivia! That's all I got. And... Yeah, I actually had no idea why that song was called Possum Kingdom until... pretty recently. I never really thought, I just didn't care.
I did because my uncle was from Waxahachie and knew they were from Dallas and so told me to make me interested in things.
by my side.
God damn.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're not the only one that can be loud.
What?
Anyway. Pit pop. Yeah, I was trying to give myself a challenge of like, you know, can I play like every Foo Fighters song on this thing? And it's very difficult, like relearning stuff, because you can't just have an open string. You have to actually, you have to finger the open string. You know what I'm saying?
Aww. Oh, yeah. I finally hooked up the new guitar. It's the first time I've used one of the new, like...
Oh, the Fender?
Yeah. And it works incredibly well, because I had two of the guitars from Rock Band 1, and I hated them. And I always used the Guitar Hero guitars, because they were clicky, and they were, like, responsive.
Dude, I love that Fender guitar.
But the new Fender for Guitar Hero 3, or for Rock Band 3, like, it's fucking smooth. And it doesn't drop any notes.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, because I was like...
It's got really good neck action.
You're really not going to use that guitar? But then I was like, oh, it turns out you're going
to... No, I'm going to use the shit out of it. That's... I don't fucking put toys in a box, and like, if I own it, I'm going
to
use it.
I didn't think your fat ass fingers were going to want to use it. That's why I was
what
like...
What the fuck? I'm awesome at Guitar
it's
Hero.
It's actually cool to slide on those, on the Fender ones.
Like, down to the little picking notes at the bottom? I don't use those. I use those for the big rock finish, because I can hit those faster.
Right.
For my little sausage hands.
Check this out. I can actually do that on this.
Can we get some Stairway?
Wait, is that Eruption? It's higher register.
Actually, there's no way to slide the neck, so
yeah,
you can't play
that. That actually baffled me. I was like,
wait,
where's the button that slides the neck down? And yeah. Didn't know.
Also, since playing guitar through this is amazing, there's apparently no way to play a bass through it. There are a billion guitar models. There's no bass amp models.
Oh, that's weird.
Which seems like just a massive omission.
Update.
Yeah, they're going
to have to happen.
But for $5, I can't believe what this thing can do for $5.
For $5 plus the $500 it costs to buy the iPad.
No, because basically the $500 is an entry fee to a platform
of awesome.
Things that then replace things that cost $1,000.
Yeah.
Because a 32 gig portable studio right now still costs $1,000. I mean, it's ridiculous how much shit this can do. Unbelievable.
Thank you, iPad.
Wait, so you're recording the... Oh, no, wait, that's running into that.
Here's where they're also fucked up, though. I need to be able to control that from right here. I need to be able to run GarageBand from this GarageBand. Like...
VNC?
No. I'm saying
know,
they should talk to each other. Like, Adobe's doing that.
Yeah,
Adobe is
really cool.
Making apps that the iPad is like your color palette and shit. And like you switch layers on the iPad.
Well, what was cool is because you can use it just as a normal palette of like, here's my six colors. But they actually will let you do blending and stuff like real paint.
Yeah.
Like just use your fingers to like smear shit around and like mix.
And here's the other thing. They have all these badass drums and instruments and whatnot on here.
Yeah.
Okay, let me record those straight into my Mac. Like just make it talk. Why can't it talk? I need to be able to tap drums on this that record onto my iMac or something.
Oh, as MIDI, you mean?
Yeah,
or?
This should be an interface.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not live. You can record it, and then you can dump it into GarageBand on your Mac. It's kind of ghetto, but...
Yeah, the delay on that would be...
Well, it's...
There's no delay on this, and this is the first one. I can't believe it works this well on the first-generation iPad.
It's magic.
Even with effects and shit? I wish I could change the tuning of the strings really bad, and I wish I could slide the neck to a higher register. But other than that, it's an amazing first effort.
Let's put a capo here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, we need.
Or you can cut off someone's finger.
A capacitive touchscreen capo. Yeah, just.
Wait.
Tape it down.
Capo.
Around the lake tonight.
I'll tell you what. After this is over, I'll plug in the guitar and let you hear how amazing this fucking thing sounds. It's unbelievable. Anyway.
It's hot as balls in here.
It really is. So post-show's over. That's about 25 minutes. So thanks for listening.
Balls.
I hope you enjoyed my diddling on the iPad. If you didn't, dang, you know.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Diddle.